Shalom, welcome to Tehillim Yomi. Today we learn Psalm 119, letters Tet and Yud. Tov asita im avdecha Adonai kidvarecha. You have dealt well with your servant, O Lord, according to your word. Tuv tam vadat landeni kivimitzvotecha hemanti. Teach me good judgment and knowledge, for I have believed your commandments. Terem e'ene ani shogeg ve'ata imratcha shamarti. Before I was afflicted, I went astray. But now I observe your word. Tov ata umeitiv lamdeni chukecha. You are good and you do good. Teach me your statutes. Taflu alai sheker zedim ani bechol lev etzor pikudecha. The arrogant smear me with lies, but I will keep your precepts with my whole heart. Tafash kachelev libam ani toratcha shiyashati. Their heart is gross like fat, but I delight in your Torah. Tovli ki uneti leman elmad chukecha. It is good for me that I've been afflicted by you. Well, actually, it just said been afflicted, that I might learn your statutes. Tovli torat picha me'alfech zahav achesev. The Torah of your mouth is better to me than thousands of gold and silver. We've already mentioned the crucial aspect of the word tov, good. As it harkens all the way back to creation, with God proclaiming the world he created, Tov. Here, the psalmist repeats this word six times in eight verses. The Midrash Tehillim focuses on the double language of Tov Umeitiv, good and even better, which appears in verse 68. This is probably the source of the rabbinic obligation to make a blessing in good times and bad, HaTov V'Hameitiv. The Midrash says, Tov in this world, Meitiv in the world to come. Tov to our forefathers, Meitiv to the next generation. Each time the Meitiv goes one step beyond the regular good God provides. Ibn Ezra applies a different circumstance for these two verbs. Tov to the person who does not ask. Meitiv to the one who asks. Malbim has a different perspective. God is Tov in that he provides the good to the world, and Neitiv in that he gives the intellectual insight to the laws which seem to have no reason. Malbim throughout the book of Tehillim talks about this, throughout the Psalm 119, focuses on the intellectual, rational, and the emotional mitzvot. So he's constantly focusing on this dichotomy. Verse 69 goes dark. Even amidst all the positive energy of Tov, the psalmist uses two verses to describe the lies that have been forged against him. He responds to say that despite them, he guards God's laws. The next verse continues with the negative energy, this time using the word tafash, which Ibn Ezra says has no similar word in Tanakh. Sforno assumes it comes from tipesh, a fool, and writes that their hearts are foolish like fats which are unprepared to eat. Regardless of the definition, he responds, Ani toratecha sha'ashuai. As for me, your Torah is my delight. Verse 71, it is good for me that you, God, have afflicted me. All right, here it says, ki uneti, I was afflicted. So I'm adding that perhaps he was afflicted by God. Ibn Ezra explains that it is conditional. If being afflicted leads me to study your laws, then it is good I was afflicted. Sforno suggests that it is the lot of the Jewish king not to engage in opulence and material life, a life which would lead him away from God and Torah. Instead, he is blessed that he is stripped by those extravagances. He's able to learn God's Torah. So at least in Sforno's suggestion, the mere fact that he is a king and he is not able to engage in that kind of opulent lifestyle is God afflicting him, but in order that he should lead a better, more meaningful life. Verse 72, Midrash Yalkut Shimoni quotes the famous Mishnah in Avot, chapter 6. It is so beautiful that I will quote it here in full. Rabbi Yossi, the son of Kisma, said, one time I was walking along the way and a certain man met me. He greeted me and I returned the greeting. He said to me, Rabbi, where are you from? I responded, I'm from a large city of scholars and scribes. He said to me, Rabbi, would you be willing to dwell among us in our place? And I will give you hundreds of thousands of gold coins, precious stones, and pearls. I said to him, even if you would give me all the silver, gold, precious stones, and pearls in the world, I would not dwell anywhere other than a place of Torah. So too was written in the book of Psalms by David, king of Israel. The Torah of your mouth is better to me than thousands of gold and silver coins. Tovli Torah Picha, me'alfei zahav akesef. Yod. Yadecha asuni veichonenuni havineni velamda mitzvotecha. Your hands have made me and fashioned me. Give me understanding that I may learn your commandments. Yireyecha yiruni v'yismachu, ki l'dvarcha yichalti. Those who fear you will be glad when they see me, because I have hoped in your word. Yadati Adonai ki tzedek mishpatecha, v'emuna initani. I know, O Lord, that your judgments are right, and that you in faithfulness have afflicted me. Yehi nachas techa lenachameni, ki imratcha le'avdecha. Let I pray you, your loving kindness be for my comfort, according to your word, to your servant. Yivouni rachamecha ve'echye ki toretcha sha'ashu'ai. Let your mercies come to me that I may live, for your Torah is my delight. Yevoshu zedim ki sheker ivtuni, ani asiach befikudecha. Let the arrogant be ashamed, for they dealt perversely with me without a cause, but I will meditate on your precepts. Yashuvu li yireecha v'yodei edotecha. Let those who fear you turn to me, and those who have known your testimonies. Yehi libi tamim b'chukecha leman lo evosh. Let my heart be sound in your statutes, that I not be ashamed. Your hands made me, fashioned me. Midrash Chehillim notes that the same language was used by Job in chapter 10. Yadecha itzvuni v'ya'asuni. Your hands fashioned me and created me. Midrash explains that in both cases, the individual recognizes that the vessel, when it is working well, whom do you praise? Its maker. David said, I am the vessel, and you are the artist who fashioned me. The second half of the verse asks for understanding so that he may learn God's commandments. The Midrash continues saying that David said to God, when a vintner prepares the wine casks to store the fine wine, he first makes sure to plaster it with tar so that it remains pure and does not leak. So too, says David, with me, I need the tar to protect my Torah. That tar is understanding. Verse 74, those who fear God will see him and smile. This is the first time he is using himself as a model for those to see God through. In other words, those who fear God will see David and smile. So he's using himself as a model. When people see that he has yearned for God and has received reward, they will rejoice and follow suit. Yet in the next verse, he says that he knows God is righteousness and God's affliction of him is in good faith. We are reminded again of the pain he underwent and how he sees it in the proper context. Verse 78. Once again, he seeks to disabuse his detractors from the thought that their lies and destroy their resolve. He seeks to disabuse his distractions from the thought that their lies will destroy his resolve. Instead, God will make sure that the Zedim, the wicked, will themselves be disgraced. Yevoshu. This notion of being disgraced or shamed has appeared throughout Psalms, and he concludes this section with the same hope, Leman lo evosh. My heart will be sound in your statutes so that I will not be ashamed.